Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me, having a great visit with our good friend Bob Phipps, the author of You Can Compete, second edition now. Also, The Retail Doctor's Guide to Growing Your Business. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. You can find the past visits that Bob has had with us right there. Right now, because he's on the homepage, you can, or will be on the homepage today, you will be able to get through to all that very easily. And otherwise, just type his name into the search engine. Don't forget all the other things that are there. You can subscribe to my newsletter, check out my blog. Lots and lots of stuff there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to take our poll question, too, right there on the homepage. Bob Phipps, we're talking about selling, making sure that you our customers, would you agree with me that our customers today in 2010, going into 2011, are coming to us on by phone, by email, by website, by foot power, however they're connecting with us? Do you agree that these customers are a little bit different than the ones that we were talking to 3 years ago?
Oh, sure, yeah.
And what do we have to do to connect with those guys successfully?
Well, I think the number one thing is you got to get rid of the placeholders in the way you talk to people. And the most common one I wrote about on my blog the other day at retaildoc.com about placeholders. And placeholders are things that you say that don't move a sale forward. And the worst sin that you say is, "Hi, how are you today?" Hey, no one cares how you are today. I don't care. You don't care. But what you've done when you say that is you have put the customer into being phony. Mm-hmm. So now they have to make nice. Okay, our whole job.
Or worse, Bob, they actually tell you how they're doing.
Well, that's another side of it, but that's rare. I mean, 90% of America will tell you fine.
And we just wasted time.
And we say the same thing. Yeah. And the problem with that is you've made them be phony, and our whole point in selling is to bring out their genuine wants and needs. So when you push them into that phoniness, then it is hard for you to get back out of it. And reality is you just have that silly exchange. Hi, how are you today? Fine. How are you? Fine. Well, let me know if you need anything. And then they go off and they leave them. Or, to your point, even worse, they say, my brother's crazy as a loon because he's been on crystal meth and
so
in
what
a rehab.
So what do we do? Just say, do we say welcome to
well,
our store?
Why would you say good morning? Yeah. Why wouldn't you just start off with good morning, but we don't even say that when they're on the phone. We have to blather out some kind of, there's a person in front of you. So start off with, if someone knocked on your door, wouldn't you say good morning? Wouldn't you welcome in if you were greeting an audience? Wouldn't you say that? So why do we forget that when you're going to go make a sales call, when you meet the banker, when you talk to a representative, or when you're in a store? It's basic stuff like that. But you don't have time. You might have three interactions to build trust, and you use up one of them for a placeholder like, "Hi, how are you today?" You just cut your chances of making a relationship by a third.
Right.
And we just don't have time for that, to your point. Customers are in a hurry. They don't want to be phony, so don't make them. But you need to be genuine.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big one for me, is I don't want that.
So good morning. Good morning. Welcome. I'm glad you came in today. What can we do for you?
You don't have to say that. Just good morning. Feel free to look around, and I'll be right back. So you let them relax. When a fly comes into your house, Jim, you don't run after it with a mallet. You let it light. So the same thing. Let them know that you're there. And if somebody's really a pill, and they say, "Oh, I'm here to pick up an order," well, that's great. You'll go do it. But most people they just went through traffic, and they have 100 things to do, and their phone's ringing, and you want to, what can I help you with? Just another demand. So just let them know that I got time for you right now. Whether that is, again, as a sales rep or a banker or service industry, just relax.
What's
Remember
another placeholder?
When they're coming in, need to make them feel good.
What's another placeholder?
Anything else? What a placeholder. What a stupid thing to say.
Yeah.
And what do they always say? No, that's it.
Yeah.
So why say that? Why don't you suggest one thing so well? Here's a quick difference. I know we're running out of time. A server comes up to you at the end of your dinner. You want anything else? Nothing. You don't see anything. Mm-hmm. You want any pie or cookie or anything like that? No. What about the third take? And she says, how about I've got an espresso brownie I can warm up, drizzle a little caramel on it, a little scoop of ice cream, go great with your dinner. At least you saw it. I don't care whether you order it, mm-hmm. but at least I know that server had the thought to make you think about it and probably got that sale half the time.
Or just walk up and say, have you guys ever had our caramel brownie here? It's wonderful.
Right, and that's good.
Something like that.
Invitations
are
always good.
Yeah.
But it's really important you don't use those placeholders because they stop everything and they use up your valuable time.
Do you think the way we use technology today has eroded our personal skills, interactive skills?
Absolutely. You just talk to retailers right now, one of the pet peeves is people on a cell phone.
Yeah.
They try to do both while they're in your store. And, you know, they get so upset and I go, well, how many times have you done that to an employee? And then they look pretty sheepish. And I go, we all do it.
Yeah,
we all don't value the person in front of us.
Right, exactly.
So you just tell them, you know, I can help you when you're off your phone.
Or somebody, what I hate is when I walk in and they start waiting on me, the phone answers and they start waiting on them and I get the second, second fiddle. I don't like that. Give us a website one more time, Bob.
www.retaildoc.com.
The books are there, right?
The books are there, the videos, all of it. You can see my recent appearance on MSNBC as the devil. So.
How about that? And appropriately, too, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks, Bob, for being here. Bob Phibbs, PHIBBS. Quick break, 29 after.
Be like thunder. I don't know why they don't explode.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.